It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome back to another fabulous podcast with me, the GC. Some people call me Gemma Collins. Some people call me the GC. It just depends what day it is and what mood I'm in. No, I'm only joking. Today, guys, you are in for a real treat. But firstly, I want to say welcome back to my podcast. I am blown away. Each week, the numbers are rising on this podcast, and I don't know whether I should start filming it, guys. What do you think? I want to hear from you. Email me, DM me on Instagram, call Mark in the office. Whatever you want to do, get the message to me. I also want to hear from you on what you want me to talk about. Are you having love life dilemmas? Is your sink blocked up? What dilemma are you having? Nothing too big or too small is going to be out of the question because I am your fairy, fabulous godmother. And I am so excited to be here with you all today. But I am absolutely shattered, guys. And you're probably going to be thinking, where is this going? Hans, I would love to say I was having endless nights of wild passion with Rami, but I'm not. Hang on, my mum's carer's on the phone. Kate?
Hello, darling. You all right?
Everything okay?
Yeah, just as your mum in the car, she's in a lot of pain. She's got a trapped nerve behind her knee.
Do you want to go to that doctor? Darlings, sorry, mother... Well, mother's assistant was calling. My mother, bless her, is always in terrible pain with her osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. But I swear, guys, I've been cursed. But I'm going to come back to that. But I'm powerful enough myself to break the curse. I've got witches all over the UK and the world that get on a Zoom call when I need them. Obviously, they can't come on their broomsticks. So, you know, thanks to technology, we all get on a Zoom and we do some creative energy flying around and we dispel the negative energy. So the reason I am so tired is because I have been watching The White Lotus. My wonderful PA, Alexis, was in the house before Christmas and she was yawning. And I was like, are you all right, Alexis? Take a seat. Shall I make you a bacon sandwich? Relax, hun. She's like, Gemma, I've been up all night with my husband watching The White Lotus. So I didn't start anything before Christmas because there's too much going on. And January is always a funny time of the year, but I love it. January for me is great because everyone's a bit sleepy. Everyone sort of retracts. And we must think of ourselves like Mother Nature. If you look to the plants, the trees, the bushes, and all the lovely flowers that give us so much beauty throughout the year, the first 2 months of the year, they're sleeping, they're hibernating, they're resting to give us a fabulous show. So I myself like to pride myself on one of those plants. And you all should too. It's okay to take it easy in January and February. So I start watching The White Lotus. It has become such an obsession. I literally have been up till 3 a.m. watching it. I then woke up at 6 a.m. and started watching it, crept out the bed upstairs, come down to my pink room in my house. I've got a fabulous pink room where everything is pink. So it didn't spill over to the whole house. And I love to go in there and Rami come down the stairs at midday on Sunday morning. And he was like, don't tell me you're watching White Lotus again. We've got to get out of this house. It's getting a joke. anyway, we did get out the house. I was like, okay, then, like Kevin and Perry, teenager, I will turn it off. And we ended up going for a really nice country walk and we just took it easy and we popped to the garden centre and I got some fabulous bulbs for a pound in the sale. And he managed to pull me off the series. Well, we come home, we watched Country File. Me and Rami, one of our favourite things to do is to watch Country File on a Sunday. We live for it. And in life, honeys, find a partner that you can watch Country File with. I mean, if I would have said 10 years ago, I'm looking for a man to watch Country File with, I think my friends would have never spoke to me again and I would have been thrown out the inner circle. But you find the one that you can do that with. And it was just so lovely. Like yesterday, it's the small things in life. And I keep seeing that statement everywhere. And it is really the small things in life that make you happy. And it got me thinking, as it always does, that, you know, I went out for a Sunday roast yesterday and there was some bread that was left over that we couldn't eat. Not that I should have been eating bread, but I've been struggling, guys, to get back into the healthy zone. I mean, James Johnson, my hairdresser, bless him, he does look after me. Just digressing a bit, I had a trapped nerve last week. I'm going to get onto that as well. That's what I thought part of the curse was. Anyway, he come round, he could see I was in pain. I'm like, James, I'm so hungry. He made me cheese on toast with beans. It was amazing, but they weren't just ordinary beans. He put a bit of tomato puree and some like spices in there, what you'd put in a spaghetti bolognese. They were lovely. But anyway, we go for the roast yesterday and there was some bread. And I said to the lady, would you mind if I take that bread home? And Ram was like, what are you doing? I'm like, Ram, that bread is going to go in the bin. That bread can feed the birds. So, you know, and I just thought it's that simple, you know, pleasure in life of making sure that bread weren't thrown in the bin. I've gone so big on it this year. I cannot tell you. I will encourage you all. And I mean, take note of what I am saying because you will remember this. You must start trying to grow your own food if you can. If you can get an allotment space, if you can, you know, grow indoors even, like even if it's a strawberry plant, do it. Because I just feel that going organic, somebody told me about the royal family, they only eat food off of their own land. And I thought, well, I'm pretty much a royal, honey. I should be living at Buckingham Palace. Can you imagine if I took the palace over? I would spray it pink. I would put all Swarovski crystals. I'd say enough to all the arguing, you lot. Let's all get on with it. And I would make it a fun, fabulous place again. It would be incredible. I'd have big beaming lights going all over London, pink hearts and stars in the sky. I'd blare music from it. I'd have an annual weekly party outside the palace where I come out the doors and greet all my people. I would love it. So yeah, it was just simple Sundays, I call it. And I think, you know, again, I really think, listen, I love social media because that's how I make money. It's a part of my business. It's a business tool that I use. But I just find so many people go through their phone on a daily basis. And if they see one thing that might affect them, upset them, unnerve them, or make them feel that they're not living their best life, then it can really have a detrimental impact to you on that day. And if anyone is listening to the podcast and is feeling a little bit low this January, I would highly recommend that you do not take your phone to bed. And I would highly recommend that you do not look at it first thing in the morning. And, you know, guys, if you would have said to me 10, 15 years ago, you would be spending your life on a phone. You will wake up every day. You know, you're breathing, you're alive, you've got the gift, you know, you're here on this planet and you are spending you're moaning, scrolling through the phone. It's a joke. Last week, I got really, really down because, as you know, I am just, one of my crusades in life is to save all the animals. I mean, my dream is to, you know, go and just educate these people, like, that it's not normal to treat animals like this. And, well, I'd probably need security because I don't know if I could stop myself from the obvious. But, yeah, basically, people have got to stop being cruel to animals. The beagle situation, Camp Beagle, I saw dogs that were not being treated nice in Turkey last week. And one day, I went on my Instagram and I did a whole post about it. It affected my day. I woke up, I scrolled through, I saw these beagles that are basically there to be tested on. It is disgusting. They're breeded to be tested on. And, you know, I just could not. It got to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'd been crying. I'd been messaging all my friends saying, please sign this petition to get it to stop. It was exhausting. And I know, like, it wasn't exhausting physically. It was mentally and emotionally exhausting because that had affected my day. And I know for a fact with my mum, she has been an animal crusader for years. And I think she's actually said that when she goes, she is going to leave all her money to the donkeys. And I'm like, mum, I love you. Just give them a percentage, hun, you know? So, but I get it. I'm going down that same path. You know, I took life insurance out the other day. And, you know, obviously it's all going to Hayden and Kane, if anything happens to me, my nephews, because I love them so much and I don't have my own children yet. And I was just said to Hayden, you know, please make sure whatever you're left with, you do help the animals, Hayden. And he's like, yes, Auntie, I will. And he's a good boy. I love him so much. So, yeah, I'm just saying for anyone, start your day not looking at social media. And another thing, you are absolutely crazy if you want to sleep overnight and you are taking your phone to bed. Now, I get it. If you're in a hot new relationship or you're dating someone and blah, 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 it's the weekend, maybe. But, yeah, I just find it a bit negative. So apart from that, White Lotus has taken over my life. I had a trapped nerve, but I swear I'm going to end up like Jennifer Coleridge when I'm older. I mean, this woman cracked me up. She loves a massage. She was wearing Valentino, Dolce & Gabbana. She loves a champagne. And I thought, that's me when I get older. I said to Rami, that is who you're going to be with when you get older. He said, older, you like it now. So we've been having a right laugh. And, you know, the simple things in life, everyone's been cutting back. It is January. And do you know what? I had a beautiful weekend. And I think if you've had a nice weekend, it was my best friend's dad's 70th. And it was so nice. We went for dinner. My mum and dad was there, me and Rami. And do you know what? I don't know if it's a thing with getting older, but I love going out earlier now. I used to go out 9, 10 o'clock and have dinner. And literally, I have been going out a lot earlier, around 6, and basically making the most of the evening. It's so much more or less rushed. You're not rolling around in bed where you've overeaten. But I do love the impromptu nights. And if I can say anything to any of you this year, start saying yes a lot more. So last week was a stinker of a week for me. I had a trapped nerve in my back. My sinks got fully blocked up and my toilet's really weird. Never had it happen before. And I'm sure it's normal, but obviously it hadn't happened to me before. I was like, oh, my friend come round the night before, Jamie, bless him, and he cooked a spaghetti bolognese and he put the oil down the sink. I swear that had something to do with it. But I couldn't complain because he came to me in my hour of need. Rami was working late and he really did help me because I was in agony. And you know what? That is what friends are for. And he, bless him, was, I had to like lay on the floor. He had to help me to bed. He had to help me to the toilet. And I take my hat off to anyone that does a caring job for a living, because it's your angels, you know, it comes from the heart. And Jamie actually said to me, I could never be a carer. And I was like, thanks, Jamie. He's like, honestly, he didn't realise how kind of annoying it can be. He said, I was so annoying. And I'm like, I've only asked you. He said, yeah, but then because I couldn't get comfortable on the floor, he had to keep moving me. I was like, James, stick to politics, hun. And he also runs a flower shop. You're not the person for the job. But literally, I was on so many painkillers last week that I had no choice but to just take it easy. But I'm so glad I did, because I feel so refreshed. I found an amazing, when I say to you as well on this podcast that everything in life happens for a reason, out of the blue, my friend Caroline called me, and she's into fitness. And I just said to Caroline, do you know a physio? She went, yeah. Within an hour, I had a physio at my house, John, lovely Irish guy. Asked him, did he know Jedward? That was his pass to get through my doors. I was like, hi, John, do you know Jedward? He went, yeah. I went, you can come in. And basically, if it wasn't for him, I had him every day, I wouldn't be up and moving. And it really got me thinking about my health. And, you know, it just got me really appreciating, like, if you can move in life, and how we treat our bodies now is how we will be for the future. And I think it scared me a bit, because I didn't realise when you can't move or you're in pain and you've got a trapped nerve, you know, it can really, really shock you. So I'm desperate to join a gym this week. I'm definitely going to join a gym. I'm more an outdoorsy sort of exercise girl, but a few of my friends have just joined the gym. And I think I said to them, look, even if we get on the treadmill and we have a good gossip for an hour, that's fine by me. We can go in the spa. I've just got to find a gym that is going to be suitable for me. I don't want some pose-up gym. I mean, please. I just want to go. I want to swim. I want to walk. And I just really said to Rami, you know, like, we do go out quite a lot for meals and stuff like that. And it is a treat, you know. But at the end of the day, I think we've got to really focus on, like, because he said he put on a bit of weight. I mean, I'm like, Ram, you've never put on weight. But he's gone from like a 32 and he's nearly at a 36 and his Levi jeans burst the other day. And I was like, oh no, hun, you need to cut back. So yeah, it got me thinking that you need to be fit, healthy and fabulous to live a good life. But some of my cosmic ordering has been coming true. So something I cosmic ordered has come true, which I can't wait to share with you once it happens. But, you know, I mentioned about Jay Shetty and some people that I wanted to talk about on the podcast. Basically, he messaged me. Jay Shetty messaged me. I spoke to the one, the only DJ Fat Tony. And I am throwing a huge birthday, obviously, select guest list, honeys. But this is what I say to you about the power of cosmic ordering, because he has agreed to do my birthday party, which is just a dream come true. Yeah, the power of cosmic ordering. I just need Stephen Bartlett now to pull through. And that was my three cosmic ordering things that came up. And I'm going to go really big on it. But just getting back to January, guys, I hope you are going to be up, running, feeling fabulous, whatever this week holds for you. And share my podcast, please, with people. Tell your friends about it. Tell your mum about it. Tell your dad about it. Tell your families about it. Tell anyone on the street, in your workplace, about my podcast, because I do truly believe it's one of the best podcasts around.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Getting on to one of the best bits of the week. You guys have been asking me in your messages, basically, what's your biggest fear for 2023? And that was from the lovely Kimberly. Now, guys, do keep contacting me with your advice that you want from me, you know, with any dilemmas. Any sort of help I can give you, whether it's to do with angel numbers, angel feathers, anything spiritual, get in contact. You know, it just means so much. But yeah, you asked me, my dear Kimberly, what my biggest fear is for 2023. Darling, I don't live my life in fear. I think you cannot worry about what is around the corner. So fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. Now, no one wants to feel that way, honey. So I don't fear anything. Naturally, sometimes we get a bit nervous or a bit fearful of the unknown. So when I was going to, for instance, you know, I've gone on different auditions in my life or job roles or even like in the TV industry, you know, I always turn my fear into excitement and just tell myself, this is an opportunity. I've got one shot and I'm going to make it count. So fear for me is not a word I have in my vocabulary and it's not an emotion that I like to feel. I mean, no one wants to feel fear. I don't fear anything. I truly live my life of let's bring it on. You know, I really do think, you know, fear is not something we should be focusing on in our minds. We must keep it positive. It's natural to get a little bit nervous sometimes. It's you know, the unknown can be scary. I'm not going to use the word fear. I mean, fear would be if someone was in your house, maybe with a shotgun, then yeah, you know, that's fear. But I would never, ever mention that word in your vocabulary, Kimberly, because you must not ever think about it. Just put your big girl pants on and literally breathe deep and just go, I've got this, hun. Put that smile on. Get the glitz in the eyes and you are going to be fine. And also the lovely Sarah messaged me and said, Gemma, please tell us more about manifesting and the power of the universe. Darling, I created my whole life on manifestation. I believed I was famous before I got famous. I saw the vision of the house that I wanted. I am a visual person and I do manifest. You know, I came on this podcast a couple of weeks ago and I told you I want the legend, DJ Fat Tony. He's done Naomi Campbell, Kate Moss, Phoebe, now the GC. You know, this guy is just something else. And I was like, he's never going to do my birthday. I mean, you know, I have met Naomi. Would that be a way in? But I'm not one of them celebs that name drops. Do you know what I mean? Even though I've just name dropped it on the podcast, but I did do the Jonathan Ross show with Naomi Campbell. I mean, I was in awe of her. Absolutely loved her. But what I'm saying is, and I don't wait 4 hours for anyone, but I did wait 4 hours for Naomi. But literally, I truly believe that the power of Cosmic Aldrin is so fabulous that you can make it happen. And when I say it to people, like sometimes I'll be in the supermarket and someone goes, oh, I'm having a bad time. And I'm like, hun, just Cosmic Aldrin it up. And they're like, stand back and look at me. It's true. I've had a message from Jay Shetty about his new book. That's fine. I know I want to meet this guy one day. I want to go on his podcast. He is, I think he's amazing. Like these are people that have got me onto that mindset. You know, Stephen Bartlett, love listening to him. You know, they're down to earth people. At the end of the day, you've got to keep it real in life. But I manifested on my podcast, DJ Fat Tony, Jay Shetty, and the only one waiting to come through is Stephen Bartlett. So I made them two things happen because I believed in my mind that I would be sidestepping and getting my groove on to DJ Fat Tony. I have been thinking about Jay Shetty. I've been watching him. I love him and his girlfriend's relationship. They are the most positive people that I have ever met. Like their energy just like radiates through that screen, you know, when you're watching them. And I just can't take my eyes off of them because I love the energy and we are all a ball of energy. I might hold some sort of class, summer solstice, some spiritual event. I'm feeling it. I'm going big on spirituality. And, you know, more than ever this week, I have seen so many angel numbers constantly. And I just know I'm on my next level of spirituality. So maybe, Sarah, you can come. I'm not quite sure when I'm going to do it, how I'm going to do it. But, darlings, I'm going to Cosmic Order it up and it's going to happen. I will be holding some sort of spirituality event this year because last year was, well, the last couple of years have been tough on everyone. And I think it has changed a lot of people. It's definitely changed a lot of people, but you've got to realise what is important to you in life, not what's important to me, the person next to you or your partner. Always be yourself. There was a storyline in White Lotus. Guys, you've got to watch White Lotus. You would not be having a blue January. And this girl had got married and the guy didn't want to work in and she just was like, he's totally crushing me. He's totally crushing me. You know, I still want to work. I still want to do this. And, you know, when you're in a partnership, you've got to be, you know, free as well to be yourself. And don't forget to email me at gemmapodcast8@gmail.com. We do pick up your messages. I sit here of an evening with a cup of tea going through them. And, you know, I do aim to get back to each and every one of you. On top of that, guys, I need to get a cat calling expert in. Since I've been away and come back, my cat is the most pampered cat there is. I have, you know, my parents stayed and basically I was like, right, you've got to do this for her, that for her. Even though it's a boy, I get confused sometimes, you know, the whole story with Snowy Bell. And my mum's like, Gemma, we've had cats all our life. We know what to do. But since we come back, he's been making these weird calling sounds and I haven't had the cat neutered. And I'm a bit like, is it right just to chop someone's balls off? Like the animal can't speak to me. But there is a distinct smell of cat's piss in my house. I feel sick with the stench. So once I finish this podcast, I've looked it up online. I'm going to go round and do all my floors with vinegar. Like I would know if the cat pissed on the floor. It's basically sprayed its scent and it's making these weird calling sounds. I'm going to call the vet actually as soon as I get off of here. I think it's ready to mate. You know, mum's like, get its balls chopped off. It won't spray in the house or never, but yeah. Anyway, we'll get back to that next week. Guys, stay fabulous. This was so much fun. I hope you have enjoyed today's Gemma Collins podcast produced by Pineapple Audio Production. And a final thought of the week is, this week, I want you to live your best life. Whether that's reading books, going on a date, going for a run, eating chocolate. Hun, it's January. Make it fabulous. Do whatever you want to do. And don't forget to follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review. And message or voice note me at Gemma Collins on Insta and TikTok with your stories and questions. And I'll answer them on the podcast next week. Stay safe, stay fabulous, be your true self. Walk in that building like you own the building. Flick that hair and just be. Oh, and no, watch White Lotus. And I want to hear your thoughts on it next week. Get in contact, guys. Just be you, do you, and remember it's 2020 me. Love ya.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.